Hello everybody, Adam at Flash Building here with another free Flash source file. And in this one, well, there's a lot of developers that sometimes want a little cooler, more unique interface for allowing people to pick provinces. So whether you're working in the United States, Europe, Asia, Africa, it doesn't matter. You can construct your own map interfaces, and I have a little tutorial on that in Flash. I think it's in Flash. Or is that in my fireworks? No, it's in my Flash section on how to make an interactive map. And I use parts of Europe to construct that map. But in this Flash file, what I've done is created a full working application that shows you how to integrate it into PHP. So once you download this source file and you dig into that movie clip, you can see these are each one are button instances, and they have text sitting on top of them. So that way, when the user's mouse rolls over each state, it will light up, and then when they click it, certain things can happen. So let's take a look at what we have here. You see all the states down through there, and they're in a folder, a layer folder, that you can collapse and close, or collapse and decollapse, or uncollapse. And you can see inside, each time you click on one of these layers, one of those buttons will highlight in blue there. You'll know which one it is. So all 52 states are there, and there's code examples here. So once you get into the FLA file, you'll see my little important information notes here, and then you'll see some ActionScript. And on the ActionScript layer, we have examples for ActionScript 3 here, and then examples for ActionScript 2 here. This way, ActionScript 2 users can get to it as well and use this application. So what happens is when they click one of these buttons, and I only have, in the example, I only have Washington and New York State coded out here. But I have in the package, you'll see a file called state.php, statechoice.php. So what it does is sends the variable, Flash sends the variable of what they chose to that page. That way you can render some information out of your database according to that selection, or do various other things, whatever you want to do. And I made it to where you can code this static, or you can take my tutorial for coding in loops. That way you wouldn't have to do 52 functions and 52 listeners, you know what I mean? You can just have one universal button function that would handle all of these buttons if you set up your file naming and everything correctly. You're going to have to be slick about it, and I'm not going to help you. Ha ha ha! So, but you can do it static. If you're not too good with dynamics, you can just write out each state. And you'll have a full working application that's a nice Flash integrated. And what happens is, let's export it. I put a blue glow on the entire movie clip to make it seem like it's water around the land masses. So when they roll over each state, it lights up a nice brown color. And I used green and brown because, well, green, brown, and blue, because those are really popular mapping and geographical referencing colors. It just made sense to me. So it's a full working application that you can learn from or just use. You know what I'm saying? So thank you everybody for subscribing and getting everybody help in the forums at DevelopPHP. Whoever's helping out in the forums there, you guys are more valuable than you'll ever know. Okay. Thank you and goodbye. This will be free at DevelopPHP under the Flash tab, under menus and buttons and such. And the whole package will be there. A little README file, the PHP file that sucks up the state choice, and everything you'll need to understand how to build one of these, or you can just use the one that I built for you. Okay, see you next lesson.